What is going on, everybody? This is Wellness Chats with Chad and Mo. I'm Chad.
I'm Morgan.
And we are broadcasting to you from our nook in the Zen Room. So in the last episode, I kind of gave you a rundown of what we hope this podcast will be and our goals for it. In this episode, it's going to be more of a get to know Mo, since she wasn't here for the last episode. So I will just let her take over and I will chime in every once in a while.
Okay, guys. So Chad kind of told you a little bit about him. So a little about me. I just turned 31. I'm an Aquarius since I just turned 31. I'm a Taurus moon. I love fashion and food. I actually own a food truck with my family, and I freelance design as well, not just fashion, but currently doing like bedroom type of things, like pillows and blankets and journals and all kinds of things like that. So kind of random stuff. I am bulldog obsessed. Kind of a funny thing about that is I always wanted a bulldog. And when I met Chad, I didn't have one. I was in college. But he actually had a bulldog. And so, not gonna lie, that was one of the things I liked about him when we first met, is that he had a bulldog, and I couldn't wait to pet her.
Side note is, I never really did own a bulldog, but I knew she liked him, so I borrowed a buddy's bulldog, and then I just never gave it back because I had to live the lie, right?
That's not even true.
Okay, I'm just joking.
He's a liar, you guys. No, I'm kidding. He likes to tell jokes. He's got jokes.
Tons.
Okay, let's see, what else about me? I'm a wannabe yogi. I don't really say that I'm a yogi. I've only been doing it for about 6 to 9 months, somewhere around in there. So I don't feel like I know enough about it to be considered a yogi yet, but working on it. Let's see, I'm just starting to bullet journal, and I'm getting pretty into it. It's definitely time consuming, and it kind of, like, I'm not a perfectionist, but when it comes to, like, artistic things, I always wonder if...
Oh, you're not a perfectionist?
No.
Oh, okay.
I just, I want it to be beautiful, and I feel like since I went to, like, art school, I should be able to make it beautiful. But, when I don't, it, like, disturbs me. Like, I messed up a page the other day, and I was, like, really sad about it. And Chad was like, it's fine. I'm like, no, it's not fine. I messed the whole page up. So I'm learning to, like, let go and just, like, let it be. So it's also, like, lessons, I guess. It's not just bullet journaling. It's also a lesson in just doing the damn thing without making it about something else. Anyway, let's see. So I guess about the whole weight loss thing, which is kind of where Chad started talking, kind of about his weight loss journey. So, while he talked about how he has always been, you know, an average size and just started, like, gaining weight after high school, I'm actually the opposite in that I have always been a bigger kid. I was always bigger than everybody in my class, the tallest person in my class for several years. Everyone always thought I was older than my brother, who's actually 2 years older than me. So, like, I've always just been, like, taller and larger in general. And when I was around 10, I actually, my pediatrician put me on a diet, which when I think back to that, I just think about how wrong that is for a 10-year-old, and it wasn't a crazy diet. It was mostly like, I wasn't supposed to eat, like, white bread and no pop and, I can't remember what else, but it was practical, more like just, like, healthy eating things. But the fact that my family ate all of those things and then I wasn't allowed to have them felt like, almost that I was being, like, punished for always being, like, a big kid. I'm like, I didn't do anything to be this size, so now I feel like I'm being punished because I was, like, always this way. So it was really hard for me. I actually remember crying. So this whole thing for me, like, it's been a lifelong struggle, but, when I was in high school, I actually went to a dietitian, and I really liked this dietitian. She had me count like servings of things. So it was like, try to have 3 servings of fruit a day. Try to have, you know, 3 to 6 servings of vegetables a day. Try and only have, you know, 5 servings of carbs a day. You know, 3 servings of dairy, I think. I'm trying to remember them, but it was something around there. And, you know, she talked to me about serving sizes so that I could eyeball serving sizes. You know, people say a serving of meat is like a deck of cards. So she tried to teach me, you know, serving sizes and basically like the food groups and how many servings of each I should have. So I focused on doing that, and I wasn't super strict with it, but at the time I was playing basketball. I played basketball and softball, and I was in marching band in high school. Yes, I was a band geek, and I'm not afraid of it. I played the saxophone, and I was awesome, so don't hate on the band geeks. But so playing basketball and going to the dietitian at the same time helped me lose 50 pounds, which was awesome. That was like my, junior to senior year in high school. So I went into college having lost the 50 pounds, and I was feeling good, but I remember this photo, and it's actually on my Facebook page, of where someone was like, I was like in the communal room in my dorm, and we were having cake for someone's birthday, and there's a photo of me like literally diving behind a couch where I was trying to avoid having a photo taken of me because I didn't want to see the photo. I didn't want it to be on Facebook. Well, guess what? It was on Facebook, and it's of me diving under the couch, like ridiculous. And then my RA grabbed me by my hair, which is totally not cool, but he grabbed me by my hair and like forced me to take a photo because I guess he hated it so much that I was like avoiding the camera. It was that obvious that I was avoiding the camera. So when I think back to that, and I had even lost 50 pounds then, and I was I don't remember what size I was, maybe like a size 16 or 18 or something, probably something around there. That was totally mental. That had nothing to do with physical. When I look back at me now, I think I was cute as hell. Like, there was nothing wrong with me. So that's where the mental issues come in, of just not being confident, not loving yourself the way that you are, feeling like you need to change. Even after changing, I still felt like I wasn't good enough. So, you know, that's interesting to look back now and see. But anyway, my freshman year in college, I met my ex-boyfriend, the guy I dated before Chad. And he was a little bit older, and we would go out to dinner at like nice restaurants and stuff. And I just didn't really care about my weight at that point. I was just enjoying college, enjoying this new boyfriend that I had. So I ended up, and it happened so quickly, and in the matter of like 6 months, I gained 100 pounds, which is mind-boggling. Like, I don't even know how that's possible, and I don't know how I didn't realize it, but I truly didn't realize it. And I kind of maintained that same weight for the next couple years in college. And then, you know, the last couple years in college, I went to school. It was a 5-year program for fashion design, so the last 2 years, my junior and senior year, I did like go to the gym with my roommates and tried to eat well. And I, you know, had lost maybe a little bit of weight, but I was also drinking and, you know, getting cheese fries with my roommate after being drunk at 3 a.m. So there was also that, you know.
Not to embarrass her or anything, but when we first started dating, I had this message. She called... She called at 2 a.m. crying. I wouldn't say she was crying, but she was very upset. And I couldn't remember if it was because you ate the cheese fries or you lost the cheese fries. But anyway, very upset because of something about these cheese fries.
My roommate would, like, I don't want to say she made me eat them, but, like, literally every time, every weekend we would get drunk and she would want these damn cheese fries. And I would eat them with her because they were delicious. But, like, she was such a bad influence. And she was, of course, very thin. And, like, she didn't care. And I'm like, ugh, I'm drunk. I want the cheese fries. But I know they're not good for me. I know they're going to make me feel like crap. But they're so delicious. The struggle is real. You all know what I'm talking about.
Damn you, skinny people. Leave us fat people alone.
You're not fat.
I know. I'm just saying it.
You're pleasantly plump.
That's right. Quit being a bad influence on us.
Okay. Anyway, then I met Chad, and him and I together tried to diet. We tried several different things.
God, remember the one with the sea salt?
Oh, we tried a master cleanse. Ooh. That we lasted, I think, well, I was gone at college because when we first met, we had a long distance relationship. So I was gone at college. We were doing it together. And then we started it midweek, and it had only been a couple of days. And then I came over to his house on the weekend, and we collectively, like, both of us were so hangry. We were like kind of like we bit each other's heads off.
And this is at the honeymoon stage.
Yeah. We like bit each other's heads off, and then we were both like, let's go get some freaking food. Right. Like, we were like, we're done with this done nonsense. With
the madness. It was the one where it was
cayenne pepper,
syrup,
and lemon juice. And like water.
And you started off with this with like a glass of water full of sea salt.
Well, I think you start with fruit juice. Like, you tapered into it. Like, you could have like fruit juice for like a day or two, and then it was just the like water mixture. And then you were taking the salt cleanses.
Oh my God.
Which don't even start
with. If you had to go somewhere, you couldn't do it that day, or you had to do it later or something, because it hit quick.
And then I forget, well, we stopped it. So I think that, I think you like tapered back to normal food. I don't know. It doesn't matter. It was ridiculous. But we also tried Weight Watchers. We tried Atkins. We did calorie counting. And the calorie counting worked the best for me. That was after we got engaged. And I think I lost like 40 pounds or something. But then
I think I lost 30.
Yeah. And then we like gained it all back before the wedding. So much for that.
Right.
But so basically we had tried so many things, and I just felt like I almost had given up. Like, I just felt like we had tried so many things. Nothing had really like stuck, and I didn't know what to do. I felt lost and hopeless basically with losing weight. But we were in like a bad cycle. Like, we would eat like ramen noodles. We would eat, I don't know. We never really ate a lot of fast food. We ate a lot of pizza.
A lot of pizza.
I don't know. Like, I just feel like we'd also eat out of boredom. It just not like nourishing good food. Just like,
we overindulged.
For sure.
A lot.
There was no balance, you know. I feel like one thing that we've learned now is you can have those indulgent meals, but then, you know, you need to balance it with the next day. First of all, making sure you drink water, making sure you get some sort of body movement in, and then also just, you know, be a little bit more cognizant the next day of what you're eating. For me, that means eating really clean, trying to stay away from any sort of preservatives. For Chad, I think more so that means calories.
Right.
We're kind of a little bit different. I'm not afraid of calories as long as they're nutrient dense calories. But Chad is more focused on calories, I think, and that's what works for each of us. And like I know he said last time, everyone's different. So anyway, so he had convinced me to get a gym membership, which we had had one before and we never went, and it was a total waste of money, so I didn't have the best attitude about it. But my sister and brother-in-law said that they would also help us, like with workouts and stuff. So I was like, okay, fine, I'm going to give it a shot. So we did it for a few months, and I actually lost like 40 pounds, which was awesome. But then it kind of tapered off, and I just kind of maintained my weight over the summer, especially with being busy with a food truck. You know, I just didn't really have the time or energy to go to the gym. So, and then over the holidays, I ended up gaining 10 pounds. So that was a total loss of about 30 pounds in 2017. Then 2018, got back on the horse, lost the pounds from the holidays that I had gained, plus more. In the summer, I began doing yoga, like I mentioned. So summer 2018, I did yoga, started yoga, and I began intuitive eating. And I mostly started doing that because I found myself, like, when I would try and restrict myself from having certain things or categorizing a food as bad or good, I felt like it made me want it more. Or, like, if I finally gave in to the craving, then I wanted to eat way more than necessary. And I found that with intuitive eating, like, if I really want a cookie, I'll just eat the cookie. Instead of trying to curb that craving with something that's like a cookie, just eat a cookie and move on. And then you're not feeling deprived and you're not feeling like a small little cookie is ruling your life and your thoughts. That's insane to me.
And I want to interject because I know one thing that I've been doing, and I'm sure you do too, is that when you do have that binge, it's also being aware of, like, okay, I had this binge. Why did I have this binge? And kind of, rather than repressing feelings, was I sad? Was I angry? And mm-hmm. you know, trying to deal with those emotions as to what pushed me to food.
Right.
Did I just really want... I mean, sometimes you just want a pizza. There's no emotion behind it. You're not upset. You're not happy. You just want a pizza. But can I just have a few slices of pizza? Or right. was me being upset push me to eat the whole pizza?
And I think that's the thing. Like, if you just really want a pizza, can you have a slice or two and move on? Or is there something else? And that's when you start eating a whole pizza all by yourself and then hiding the box. Like, that's when you know that there's a line there between what is healthy and then what is unhealthy. And if you're hiding wrappings or you're hiding evidence of something that you ate, I can guarantee you that's an unhealthy habit because there's some reason why you feel you need to hide. So there's that. Anyway, by the end of 2018, I'd lost about, I think, 35 more pounds. So total to date, I've lost around 65 pounds. The problem is the last 3 months I've been flirting with the same 5 or 10 pounds. And honestly, I'd love to break up with those 5 or 10 pounds. I'm over it. But I'm really focusing on my inner health, which I feel like I have been doing for the last year. But, I really feel like if I'm healthy on the inside, then that should reflect on the outside. Not only from a potential weight loss perspective, but also just from an overall happiness and, you know, glowing skin. Or people say, you know, people will see photos of me now versus before and be like, your smile looks so much happier. Your eyes look so much happier. And it's funny when people say those things because first of all, you don't really realize it. And second, it kind of makes you sad when you think back to how your inner pain can actually show on the outside. So that's kind of where I'm at now with my weight loss journey and a little bit about me. But yeah.
That was a lot of info.
It was a lot of info.
And I want to just point out that she got on me about the length of the last episode. So I'm really curious to see where we're at with this episode. Because I kind of just let her go because I didn't have anybody here to rein me in. So I kind of just let her go. But is there anything else you would like to add? Or
I think that is enough about myself for right. now. I've been vain enough okay. for now.
Do you think that, and you know, I'm a little more versed in astrology than you, mm-hmm. But and don't get me wrong, I there's so you could write books with what I don't know about astrology. But do you feel that having a Taurus moon plays into your indulgences? Because I'm a Taurus sun, so that basically means most of my personality, most of who I am is an overindulgent bull. So do you feel like that kind of...
Yeah, I mean, I do feel like both of us having Taurus heavily in our astrology makes us almost bad influences on each other. We definitely give into each other's cravings. And I don't know if you can hear our Capricorn daughter, Fiona Marie, in the background barking, but she's requiring attention that we're not giving her. So.
Yes, she's basically saying this episode's done. So just wanted to touch on astrology a little bit.
But yes, I do think that it definitely gives me a little bit more of an indulgence streak. But that's not just food either. That's a lot of things. And I think Aquarius also has a jovial lightheartedness. So then you add that to a Taurus indulgentness and you got a recipe for a lot of things.
Well, because I read that like a Taurus every day has to find pleasure. And that that means, you know, pleasure with food.
Well, if you don't have a pleasure sex, every day, what the fuck is, like...
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
What's the life where you don't have a pleasure every day?
That's right. We are the hedonists of the zodiac. Treat yourself.
Treat
to
yourself.
Whatever. To whatever. All right. Well, I think in the next episode, I think this is really great. I think we should probably look into more of, like, I would like to get more into raising vibrations because I feel like that is huge on multiple levels and finding that center. Because I know with me, and if you guys are familiar with chakras, if one is off, then it could really, you know, mess with you. And I know that there are times where knowing what I know now, I can tell when my solar plexus, which is kind of your stomach area, that chakra, I know when it is either over or under stimulated.
I actually have a really interesting Reiki story that I could share too.
So we will definitely get into that next week. I don't have anything else, do you?
Nope, I think we're good.
Well, then this is Chad.
And Morgan.
And we are signing off. Everybody take care.
Have a good night.